Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. I am with the Kick Demon, Janai Kai, today. Of course, I am Scott Edwards here for Fightful.com. Janai, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to get the chance to talk to you. You've had a very busy past month. You've had a very busy year so far, but the past month alone has been incredibly busy. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this. I'm really excited. I know, you just got announced for the TJPW show in Hollywood, which is very exciting, which I was actually going to bring up later because you weren't announced when I was putting the questions together. But I guess we'll start there.
Yeah.
How was Japan? Like, was it wonderful?
Oh, my gosh. It was just 1,000 times better than what I even thought it would be.
Yeah. It was fun following, like, your adventures there because you really were able – and you were only there for, what, a week, 2 weeks?
I was there for 10 days, so almost okay. 2 weeks.
All right.
Yes.
And I think from – based off experience from people I've talked to, I often hear that's not enough. Would you say that wasn't enough to fully enjoy the everything?
Oh, man. Yeah, because I've been wanting to go to Japan since I was a little girl in general. Mm-hmm. And I've always, like, had a list of things I wanted to do there. Yeah. But I was able to knock off, like, the top five things that I wanted to do and go see. But there is still a lot more that I didn't get to do. So, yeah, like, there's always something to do in Tokyo in general. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, when I go back, there's going to be a lot more on my list again to go do and see.
That's wonderful to hear. And I guess we'll get into that part right off the bat here. So of course TJPW had you over for it was two shows, and including an International Princess Championship match. So I guess we'll start at the top. How did that come together? Because of course, I've seen TJPW bringing in a lot of international talent, and I think that's what has so many people excited about TJPW right now. And you were one of the top options when they were starting to do it, and I was like, oh, like, not only did they bring you, they gave you a title match. So how did that all come together?
on their end, I don't know how they came up with, like, how they're gonna bring me in and where they're gonna put me.
Sure.
That's one thing. Before I went over there, I did have a match with Miyu Yamashita. I was in a triple threat with her and Billy. Yes. And I was able to get a match with Maki Ito as well. So right off the bat, when I, like, had a match with them, it felt good. Like, yeah. I really loved working with them. And, it really got me thinking, okay, like, this could be maybe a foot in the door to really show that I can hang with these girls. Like, I can go and, the possibility of me even going to Tokyo, it could happen this year. So I took advantage and I was like, okay, this is my dream. First of all, this is my dream. This is where I want to be since day one. And so I saw it and I saw the opportunity. And I was like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to make it happen. Yeah. These girls are coming over here and I want to make that impression. Like, hey, like, I want to go over there. I want to, be part of TJPW even. Yeah. And so I was able to do that. I was able to have the matches with them. I was able to talk to them a little bit just to get some, like, good tips or advice to see, like, how can I make this happen? So, yeah, as far as that went, that was, like, before going. And then when they reached out to me, I was like, oh, man, because, like, they already had Billy over there. They already started to have Trish. They announced that Trish was going over there. And so I was like, okay, like, now they're looking at me to come in. And that's what, like, that just made me really excited because I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm at least someone at least has their eyes on me and someone at least is interested in me and my style, because it's just, you know, nowadays there's a lot of things going on. A lot of people are being brought into different companies and a lot of eyes are just like everywhere. And I was just wondering, like, all right, where do I fit in? Where am I going to go? Like, if anything, like, I wasn't panicking too much about it. I was just like remaining calm, like, okay, my time will happen when it happens. But again, Japan was always at the top. So I was always hoping that this would happen sometime, if anything. And yeah, so like they hit me up. I didn't know what my matches were until a little bit closer to date when I was going to be leaving. And once they were announced, they announced the International Princess Championship match first. Sure. And then I saw that when they put in the caption that I am going to be debuting in Karakuen Hall, I was like, hold on a second. Wait, because I was looking at the flyer for the International Princess Championship match, and it said it's in Nagoya, and then my debut is going to be in Karakuen Hall. I'm like, holy crap. That's a whole other thing. Like, my first match ever in Tokyo is going to be there.
Yeah.
And then they put the card up and it was a tag match. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be fun. Because if you've seen Joshi tag matches, they're always fun to watch. So automatically I was excited. And then just like the anticipation, like it was really like getting to me. I was like, oh my God, I really, really hope that I do well. And then being there, you know, we can talk about that if you want.
Yeah, of course. It's been a lot. So we'll definitely get into that. But I do want to go back. Yeah. You brought up that, you know, your style and where do you fit in? It's funny you say that, because I was talking to some people getting prepared for this interview, and there were multiple people saying there was few people more prepared with a specific style to head over to Japan right off the bat and fit in more than yourself. So, and of course you have a Taekwondo background and, you know, the Kick Demons, that's, you know, that's not just a nickname. That is your style in every way, shape, form. So kind of, you know, tell, if you can, tell me a bit how you've worked your background into your wrestling, because it helps to have that kind of background, but at the same time, pro wrestling, of course, is so much more than just a specific style. So how has that made you kind of set yourself apart from the rest?
So it starts like literally in day one, when I did tell my trainers like my background, because they could sort of tell by the way that I move, like how I circle the ring and everything. They sort of were able to tell that I had some sort of background.
Of course.
And so they were all in for like helping me out with just adjusting. Mm-hmm. And just learning the fundamentals of just pro wrestling in general, because yes, I might be able to catch on to the other things, like even the strikes and everything, but there's still other things regarding pro wrestling that you need to learn and that you should be able to do. Because if you have that fighting background, great, but if you don't have the fundamentals down, it's going to be so obvious. And then everyone will basically just really criticize you on that part, if anything. So you have to make sure you have it good all around. And so I was able to actually catch on to that very quick. And I started thinking about, you know, when I was a little girl, like, how did I even picture myself? Because when I was little, when I was like 6 years old, that's when I started like getting into like wrestling. And then 13 years old, that's when I really, when I knew I wanted to try it eventually. And I was thinking to myself, okay, when I was a little girl, how did I picture myself in wrestling? Because I would watch other people, like I would watch Tajiri and Rob Van Dam. Even Victoria was someone that really inspired me because of her presence. I was like, how did I picture myself? Who really inspired me? How can I put this all together? And so that's how I really started to figure out, okay, this is how I'm going to present myself in the ring. I'm going to stick to my martial arts background because that's who I really am. Mm. And that's what's really going to show in the ring. Like, nothing else is going to show except that. Mm. And so that's how I kind of determined that this would be who I am in the ring.
And I think it's worked out well, like we just said. You know, you're debuting in Tokyo in Korakuen Hall. You're you know, heading over to TJPW, you're going there in for LA. So, yeah, it's good to hear that, because I think a lot of people do get confused. It's like, well, you have this background, so it's easy to become a pro wrestler. It's like, you have the athletic background, but it's like, yes, you still need to learn the fundamentals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for kind of putting that all together. I think that happened. I think that gets mixed up a lot for fans. So now we'll go back to Japan, because, you know, we talked about getting there, we talked about it all coming together, but I think it's best to start off, what was that, like, oh my god moment, I'm actually here? Was that when you walked into Corrigan Hall, or was it when you just got off the plane? Was it when you were getting on the plane? Like, it's like pretty surreal, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I thought it was gonna hit me when I landed, but it actually didn't. It didn't hit me when I landed. Yeah, I was more like just concerned of just getting through the airport. If anything, I was like, all right, customs, whatever. Like, okay, like, let me get through this. And then I got picked up and I immediately had to go to the dojo, like right away, to do training. And so, like, that was just kind of not like overwhelming. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I was looking around, like, when I was like on my way to the dojo and everything. Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. I'm taking it in, take it in. Don't feel rushed. Okay, and then I don't know. I think, gosh, it didn't hit me that I was even there until maybe after my first match. It wasn't like even when I was entering, like doing my entrance in Korakuen Hall. It was like after. I was like, huh, okay, we're here. We did it. It felt good. Mm-hmm. And then a couple days later, I was going to see other things that I've been wanting to see, of course, since I was a little girl. And that's when, it hit me on that part rather than the wrestling part. On that part, like the personal life part, that's when it also hit me, when I started seeing the things that I've been wanting to see.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was, you know, sightseeing and seeing that beautiful everything in Tokyo, really, I'm sure it was like, oh, this is all right, this is cool. It's like, it's kind of like the movies in some ways, I'm sure. Let's talk about that first match. So, of course, that first match was a tag team match. You teamed with Hikari Noah against Rika Tatsumi and Yuki Aino. And there was, this stood out to me. I even, you know, tweeted out for everyone to see. It's like, so you hit Rika Tatsumi with a kick that Drew Parker, who was on commentary, like screamed about. It was the funniest thing. Like, you seem to just like, and maybe it's because this is what you do. So it's like, oh, this is, once I'm in the ring, that's the easiest part. So like, you connected, I feel like, with everyone in the ring, the crowd. It feels like this was so natural for you. So did it feel natural once you got in that ring? Because you're also telling me, of course, it didn't set in until after the match. So maybe that is why. Because it's like, oh, this is what I was built for. This is what I was born for.
Yeah, it did feel natural, to be honest, to move around with these girls. These girls, they go in like this is their life.
Yeah.
And I felt that, and I love that. I love wrestling other people who have that energy. Yeah. And so, because I have the same energy and I want to wrestle people that have the same energy. So with them, I knew it. And besides, you know, the language barrier, like, we were still able to connect. Like, you can still have that chemistry and still able to connect with someone regardless of like what language you speak. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to feel that with them. And yeah, like, everything just flowed so well. I love those girls so much. Like, they were hanging out with me for the most part when it came to like sightseeing and everything too. So like, after that match, we were hanging out and everything. Like, again, like, we always had that sort of connection. Like, you know, when you meet somebody, you kind of feel like, I feel like we can click. Like, that's how I felt.
That's awesome. You know, as I like to say, pro wrestling is a universal language. It doesn't, right? You don't need to speak the actual same language for it to all mesh together. So, you know, you said you were hanging out with them, and there was, of course, so many great pictures you all took with you guys going around. So, like, you met a lot of wrestlers. You met a lot of wrestlers. Like, how was that part of it? Just kind of being like, oh, you know, I've seen you on, you know, TV or online.
Yeah.
And it's like, now I'm meeting you. And, like, how was that part? Was it El Desperado? Did you meet El Desperado?
Yeah, I
You,
did.
yeah.
I didn't catch a picture with him, but I did.
You got a picture with Yo. I saw that one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I met more people than I thought I would
Yeah.
over there, because I know I was going to meet up with certain people.
Of course.
But it's like when I met up with certain people, they had more people with them. So it was like that's how it like
Yeah.
kind of happened. Because
Yeah.
like I met up with Jungle Kiona, which I had a match with
Oh, that's
her like
awesome.
a few months back, for Garden State Pro Wrestling. And so when she saw that I was there, she hit me up, and then I met up with her, and like there was like more people with her. So I was like,
Yeah.
oh snap, okay. And she's like telling me, this is this person, this is this person, this is this person. I'm like, yeah, I know who this is.
Yeah.
And they were all like kind of like stunned that I knew who they were, which
That's
was
crazy.
funny. But like, yeah, like this crazy how like, because I everyone was so down to hang out over there, and that's what I love. Because they want to hang out with you, like they're gonna bring other people, like they're gonna really make you feel welcome. And that was
Yeah.
so cool to see, like just like those people, yeah, that are like New Japan or whatever. Like it was so cool to see them, and it's just so chill and so fun. Good vibes.
Yeah, that's I think one of my favorite parts of seeing really any wrestler go over there for the first time. It's like they kind of just, oh, you're a wrestler, you're one of us. Come on. Like it seems like that's the vibe there. So that's great to hear. So before you got there, did you get any tips from anyone of like, or did you talk to anyone about how like how's this gonna go? Of course you talked to
Yeah.
Miyu, you talked to Maki after your matches with them, but of course, you know, before you just had gone over, did you talk with Billy? Did you talk with, you know, someone just was like, all right, this is here, how it goes, but you also have your own experience too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've been talking to many people, to like even when I saw like Masha go to Japan, I automatically like asked her
Yeah.
for like advice, like when I even while she was there, I was asking her how it was going. And then yeah, I asked Billy too with her experience. Like I asked her, like, hey, like what should I bring? Like what should I prepare for? All of that. And then I asked Trish too, like how the days usually go, like how much downtime is there, stuff like that. So they're all able to help me. And I appreciate that so much, because it did like every like when I got there, like I was prepared thanks to them.
Yeah. That's great to hear. And I think that's always the part that we all forget about, right? It's like, oh, I get to go. Oh, but I have to be ready.
Yeah, there's a lot you have to kind of be prepared for, like bring with you.
Yeah, which is like it's all about that match or the matches that you're having. It's not about the oh, everything else that's not happening within those, you know,
Yeah.
30 minutes or so in the actual ring. But that's good to hear that everyone was so helpful. You talked about going to the dojo right off the plane. How is training with the TJPW crew?
It was really cool. So yeah, all the girls were there right when I arrived, and they were doing some drills in the ring and everything. You know, I was really tired. So like they let me chill. Like they're very understanding, and like I did like I practiced a few things, but just being there was really cool. Like we were all kind of just like sitting on the mats while like some of the girls were doing drills, and like the trainer was there and everything, and like we were all like eating snacks. Like it was cool. It was
Yeah.
cool. It was a Thursday, so it was a couple of days before the Korakuen Hall show. So we were all basically preparing for
That's good to hear. And I
that.
like I realized after I asked the question, I was like, well, you're just on a plane flight from Japan, so I can't
Yeah.
imagine you're like, you maybe like your mind was like, oh yeah, let's go, and then your body was like, oh, all right,
Oh my
let's
gosh.
take a moment.
It was a weird feeling just getting off the plane, because it was like 15 hours and I was traveling. And so yeah, for me to like have to stand up and move around, it felt like, oh my God, like I need to stretch, like I need to do a lot right now, because I felt so stiff. But it was okay. They took care of me when I got there, so yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, good on them, of course. I'm sure, you know, and it's great to see TJPW continuously bringing in all these talents. I think that's what's, you know, really making people notice, like I said earlier. But we can break away from TJPW a little bit right now. We'll come back. Trust me, we'll come back. We still have the Miyu match. We still have, you know, so much more to talk
Yeah.
about. But let's talk about this past weekend. You had a busy weekend. I know that, which is like, so, you know, I think from at least what, you know, I've seen, of course, the was it the Ladies Nights Out Championship?
Yes.
So, of course, that I think that title is very interesting to me because it creates a chance for, of course, you know, some of the best indie women's wrestlers to come together and compete. So, you know, as a champion, how has that been kind of making that your own thing? Because, of course, you know, we could talk about the TJPW aspect of this and we could talk about going to Japan, all that great stuff, but you know, you made your name to get there, of course, in the indies, and I don't want to disrespect that. You are doing great work here as well. So how has all that been, especially this past weekend? How many matches do you have? Four?
I have four matches, yeah.
I applaud you. How was that?
to be honest, I was still jet lagged, but I was just happy to come back from Japan because that's motivation right there, is coming back.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so, you know, with being the champion there, I guess I'm the second ever champion because of Eva Lise, and she's been champion for like, for a while. So, to kind of like now hold the championship, I'm still growing and there's a lot more opportunities, you know, happening, and I'm just excited to take that belt anywhere and everywhere against anyone at this point, not just at Ladies Night Out to defend it, literally anywhere. So Canada, maybe like back to Japan, UK, like I don't care. Yeah. This is like something like, I honestly can't remember the last time I won a title, like maybe like once, like 3.5 years ago. So you know, I've been pumped up for this to represent Ladies Night Out in that way. But it's awesome to also be in a locker room full of women that are growing as well. Because a lot of these women are still growing. Like some of these girls they're like about like still like a year in or so, and they're killing it. Mm-hmm. And so again, going back to, you know, wrestling or working with other people who have that drive, and I feel that in that locker room. So this is something that I'm very happy about and that I would like to keep, you know, representing and being part of.
Yeah, and I think that goes hand in hand, of course, with Women's Wrestling Army, which you're also a part of. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question for you is, like, seeing all these, you know, women's only promotions really grow right now, it feels like it's all happening at the same time, which is awesome, you know, because I think for me, as someone who's been a fan of Joshi, has been a fan of, you know, the women's wrestling side for so long, it's great to see it here in the U.S. more and more, and seeing these promotions on, you know, bigger stage, of course, Maria Kanellis, of course, running Women's Wrestling Army. So, like, you getting to be a part of those and a focal point, I'm sure that means a lot to you.
Yeah. Again, yeah, it's really growing over here as far as, like, women's wrestling promotions. It's awesome to me because, yeah, like, we all feel the same way when it comes to women's wrestling and representing, yeah, that and having it be heard, seen, all of that, because you don't see it too much still. Like, the TV time, like, it's still not there.
Yeah.
For some reason. Like, yeah. So it's kind of like we're making it happen on our own. It's like, all right, dude, like, we're going to pop up all these promotions. We're going to make it happen. We're going to have all the time in the world, and you guys are going to love it. So I again, that drive, that energy, like, this is what it's all about. Yeah. And I feel that for sure with, like, all the women's promotions that I've been a part of. Yeah. With Women's Wrestling Army, with Mission Pro, like, it's there, like, you can feel it. And if you watch it, you know, so yeah, this is something that it's just like words can't even describe. Like, there's more, like, women's veterans that are recognizing this too, like, from, like, WWE, like, even Lita's, like, she's even seeing this happen, like, and it's really cool because, like, Maria Kanellis, like, she was in WWE, and you know her passion for, like, women's wrestling. Like, she's really trying to make this, like, at a very high level. So, and because we all, the most of us women have been doing this for years, and, like, we're really trying to show that we are high level, we are worth that time. So, again, this is just something that I love being a part of. And I, like, more people need to watch and pay attention.
I completely agree. That's the thing. I mean, as someone who's, you know, on Twitter, you know, we all are at this point. But so as someone who pays attention to those types of things, it's like, you know, a lot of the time people say, oh, well, go watch, you know, TJPW, go watch the Stardom. But it's also happening here. Mm-hmm. Right, and it's easy to find. Like, YouTube's a very simple website to go on, right? And a lot of it's on YouTube, let alone other streaming services. So it's great to see that, you know, whether you're just fresh into the business or you've been here for a few years, everyone is coming together to put an emphasis on that. And I think that's kind of why the excitement for TJPW show in California is so exciting, right? They sold out, like, instantly or near sold out, if I'm not mistaken.
It's close,
which is I'm pretty confident will by the end of March. But I think that's like another sign of, like, okay, this is the reason, you know, everyone is saying, oh, let's bring these Joshi wrestlers in, you know, Miyu Yamashita is coming here to the U.S. for 3 months. That's a big deal. So I guess we'll talk a little bit about that TJPW show to kind of go hand in hand with WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, it's basically a week. Yeah.
So we'll talk about WrestleMania week. I know everyone wrestles a million matches at this point because that's the excitement of the week. It's like there is so much wrestling, you can get something of everything. So I guess we'll start with the TJPW show. How cool is it to be on the first U.S. show for TJPW?
You know, after I did the championship match, you know, I said, like, this is not the last time you guys are going to see or hear me. Like, and, like, for them to want me to do the Mania show, I was like, hell yeah. Like, here we go. Like, I was hoping this would happen because because a lot of the girls were asking me when I was over, like, are you gonna be in LA? Are you going to be in LA? I'm like, I don't know. I really hope I can be because they were all nervous. Like, they're nervous, like, for real, to come over here. And so I want to be there for them, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it felt really, really good to, like, see that they wanted to bring me in again.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. It's like it's the reverse now. So you get to help them get, you know.
Yeah.
And now some of the TJPW wrestlers, of course, have been here, like Yuka and Miyu and Maki, but the whole crew's coming over for the most part. So it's a big deal. And I'm excited that you get to share that with them. You know, Trish, Billy, you're all part of that show. So that should be really exciting. And talk about WrestleMania week. What else do you have planned? What else should everybody be checking out? Because there's a lot of shows. I think a lot of people will overlook some shows. And I think this is the best time to kind of highlight the greatness that's happening that week.
Yeah, so I'm only booked for TJPW right now, but I recently made a post like, hey, like, I'm available for any other dates and times. Mm-hmm. So I did spot a few shows that made announcements. Like, some of them are based in California, that I saw. And then the Collective is, of course, happening.
Right, of course.
And like, we're having the DDT show happening. So I think a lot of people should pay attention to that show in particular, because DDT is also coming over and they're wrestling GCW guys. So pay attention to that show. Bloodsport, of course, because I've also been on Bloodsport in the past. Pay attention to that. I see a lot of, there's like some LA Dojo guys that are doing it.
Yep.
And then the women's fight just got. Right? Oh my gosh, Kota's gonna be there.
His return to wrestling quietly.
Yes, so pay attention to that. Watch Kota come over here. So yeah, that's just like a few things that come to mind.
Yeah, and I look forward to see what else you get booked on, of course, as well. I've been a little bit here, there, and everywhere, admittedly, because that's how I like to do it. Because I don't want to, I don't want to be like by the numbers. That's not as fun. But now we will go back to that International Princess Championship match. I wasn't gonna forget that one. And of course, that was against Miyu Watanabe. Miyu Watanabe is one of the most popular wrestlers in TJPW. One of the most popular Joshi wrestlers today. You know, for those who don't know, she has wrestled in the Tokyo Dome at Keiji Muto's retirement show. So, pretty cool stuff there. That match, as someone who's talked to people about that match and asked people, how did you enjoy that match? Everyone walked out of that saying, I need to see more Jannai Kai. And I think that's a credit to what you were able to accomplish in there. Because I know that I don't remember how long the match was, but I remember personally, like, I wanted to keep going. Like, that's how, and you seem so confident in there, which is even more impressive seeing this was your second match in Japan and it was a championship match. And someone like an Aja Kong is in the match after you. It's like, it's just so many crazy things to connect there. So, how was that match, like, before, after? Like, what did you feel? How was it working with Miyu?
I was definitely, I was nervous and anxious, very, very anxious, because I knew, I was going to be able to, really perform and show who I was in this, for, 1,000%, especially for a title match. I needed to step up 1,000%, more than the last time, because the last time was tag match, now people are going to see me in the singles. Okay, we did the press conference and everything. I don't know if you watch it, but I was talking a lot of crap. And so I'm like, all right, this is going to be, I'm going to create this to really be something, to really make this a fight for Miyu.
Yeah.
So that was my goal overall. After the match, that's when emotions really got to me. I was really about to start crying when I got to the back before they even interviewed me. So it was a lot of emotions regarding that. I was in the match, when it comes to being in a match, I make sure that I'm very intense. I'm very focused when it comes to that, and make sure that I'm sharp and everything. And then after this is the first time I ever even felt these emotions after a match, where I was oh my God. I was thinking, damn, I was emotional not only because of what just happened, but I was this cannot be the last time that I'm here. This can't be. This I have to come back. Yeah. And I felt that too, how you said a lot of people wanted to see more of me. It's Yeah, I still have a lot more to show. There, I didn't do everything that I have in that match. There's a lot more that I can do.
You didn't win the title. That's next, right?
That too. I didn't win the title. I was this close. Yeah. This close. I could have just knocked her head out, like, so close. But yeah, that's just another thing to have to come back for.
Yeah, and we all hope you do. I think maybe Miu doesn't, because Miu was roughed up in that one. There was someone screenshot like her face after one of your kicks. So I was like, oh, it was so funny. But again, congrats to you on that. It's a first step. It's nowhere close near a final step. I expect you to be back there because you have a lot more to accomplish there. You have titles to win, and I think this is most important. You have other people to face on that TJPW roster. You could say everybody, of course, and you probably do want to face everybody. You faced Miu Yamashita, but that was only a triple threat. I'm sure that's a singles match I think everyone wants to see.
Listen, I told her, because when she announced that she was going to be in America for 3 months, mm-hmm. I'm like, Miu, you're wrestling everybody except me. Like, what is going on here? Yeah. Like, we need to wrestle. Like, I don't care. You're going to be in America for 3 months, but like, this needs to happen sometime.
Yeah, that one I think we all need to see. That's the kick versus kick. How's the swing from Miu? It looks terrifying.
It was weird. Like, it was weird in a way where like, I didn't even know how to.
No,
like what to think. You can't think of anything. Your mind just goes blank. Yeah, your mind just goes blank, and I'm like over here, like while she's swinging, I'm like,
uh-oh.
Like, what is? We're going for a while. First of all, it feels like a long time, and like I heard everybody counting and everything too. I'm like, dang, we're going to 10. Like this, and then when I landed, I was just like, okay, I am dizzy a little bit. And then the referee came over and I was like, you okay? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, my eyes going this way.
Yeah, that's of course a swing that's gone viral, I think, multiple times because of it. Oh, yeah. It goes fast. Like, she goes fast. It's not like she just...
She's strong.
Yeah, she is. She's very strong. As we get close to, wrapping this interview up, and thank you again. What is some dream opponents for you, whether it be TJPW here in the US, others in Japan? Is there some like that just really jump out to you? Like, I need that match. Of course, we just talked about Miu, Miu Yamashita, that is. Come on, Miu. Yeah. Like, gotta set that up. You're here for 3 months.
If it doesn't happen within those 3 months, I don't know what's going on. But like, you know, that's kidding. So a couple people come to mind. Like, there's a couple people in Japan. I know for Marvelous, Takumi Iroha.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to wrestle Takumi. Someone over here. I don't have too many people in mind, but I've been trying to challenge myself more. Like, I just had a match with Jada Stone, who she's still new into the business, but she gets it. Yeah. And she is someone, she's very athletic. Like, she does a lot of flips. And I love challenging myself against somebody who does a lot of flips. I want to challenge myself against someone more of a lucha background. That's something I've been waiting for. So I would like to just face anyone who has more of a lucha background. So that's what really comes to mind when it comes to facing anyone here.
That's good.
Yeah. And also in the, like, I want to go to Europe. Like,
yes.
I want to like test myself with that style too.
You want to travel the world. You want to be a world traveling wrestler. Takumi, by the way, great choice. Of course, she's coming over for West Coast Pro, Queen of the Indies. So
you never know.
Marvelous, of course, coming to the U.S. more and more. So hopefully we do get to see that sooner rather than later. I think everyone would agree that would be a good one to see. If you haven't seen, and I always say, if you haven't seen Takumi, you should, because she's very cool. So, like, you know, she, yeah, just, she just looks cool.
She's a kicker too. So
yeah, she sure is. It's interesting. You mashed Takumi. I think there's a certain connection here with you.
Yeah.
As we wrap this up, I don't want to take too much more of your time. What are your goals moving forward, whether it be for yourself, for wrestling as a whole, or outside of wrestling? What is your goals moving forward?
So I've actually been thinking about that since I came back, and again, I coming back from Japan, I've been more motivated just to like go back to Japan. Yeah. But it's to really grow more, add some more seasoning to who I am, to the Kick Demon. Just keep adding that seasoning, and really, presentation-wise, like, presentation means a lot to me too.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's why I do the way I do my entrance, but I want to like boost that up a little bit more, and like, you know, like with how, this is something that I learned from like the TJPW girls too. It's like when they come out, like they have like a really nice jacket, like their presentation, like the characters, like everything. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I really want to work on. It's just really working on the presentation part. With the in-ring stuff, you know, I'm always studying. So I'm always trying to figure out what can I do that, like, you know, I know, like, martial arts wise, how can I twist it up and make it very fancy, like really make it different in the ring? So that's another thing, is to keep working on that. And just keep traveling, because, you know, I may be tired even now, but like, I still love doing what I do. Mm-hmm. And I still love, you know, wrestling and working with other people who are very determined and motivated. So that's just like what I see as far as personal goals go.
That's great to hear. I think, I think we all, hope those all come to fruition. Of course, you know, I'm sure, you know, going again, like when you bring up the entrance gear, you know, TJPW has some of the like the flashiest and coolest like gear going. So I totally understand that. And we, I know I speak for myself here that I can't wait to see what's next for you. You know, we know TJPW in Hollywood's next, but there's going to be so much more than that. Hopefully all these opportunities continue in Japan, hopefully more opportunities here in the US, because like you said, you seem to be at the forefront with, you know, all the wrestlers we've talked about so far at pushing women's wrestling here in the US and what it not only can be, but is right now. I think that's the most important part. It's like, it will be great, but it's great right now. So, you know, thank you for that. And thank you for this interview, of course. Thanks for giving us insight on that wonderful tour you had in Japan. And where can everyone find you on social?
So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. It's Janai_Kai. I do have a Patreon as well, just patreon.com/JanaiKai, which I will be making like a couple videos about my experience in Japan too, like going more in detail, so you can hear more about it on there. So those are like the top three that I like to share.
Yes, everyone, make sure to check those out. Janai, thank you so much for talking with me today. Thank you so much for sharing your journey. And for Fightful, I'm Scott Edwards, and have a good one, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.